بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we have been talking about the deception of this world. The life of this world is a deception, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. The important thing to understand is that Islam is not asking us to leave this world. Islam is asking, is showing us the way to live in this world in a way where we are successful in this world and the next. And that is the reason why it's important to understand the reality of this world and not get fooled by it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us example after example of example different conditions in the world which we see as indicators of success or failure. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in example after example that those indicators are wrong, that success and failure is not because of the indicator. The success, the indicator does not necessarily show success or failure. The indicator is deceptive, and to look for success or failure, we have to look behind the indicator. For example, if I told you that a person who had been the victim of attempted murder as a little boy, who was thrown into a well with the intention that he should die, he didn't die there. He was captured, or he was rescued by a group of people. And that rescue actually wasn't really a rescue, because they rescued him, they took him out of the well, and they sold him into slavery. So, you know, you want to call that a rescue? Well, that's what happened. And when he was sold into slavery, then he was bought by somebody, and when he grew up, he was attempted to be seduced by the wife of his owner. And when he resisted that seduction, he was imprisoned. Now, one can understand if somebody is imprisoned for committing a crime, but for trying to be pure, for trying to, for not falling into the trap of being seduced, a person is imprisoned. So that whole imprisonment itself is literally completely illogical. But anyway, it happened. So here is this person who is imprisoned, and he's sitting there in prison. Now, if I ask you this question and I say that this is this life, and that here is this whole life of this person, what would you say? This life indicates success or failure? Yet that person turned out to be the Nabi of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, Yusuf alayhi salam. And then from that place in prison, he went on to become the governor of Egypt. And his name is taken with honor to this day, a couple of thousand years after he lived. Let me tell you another story of another man who lost everything he had. He lost all his wealth. He lost his entire family, except his wife, and he lost his health to the extent that he contracted a disease where the people of the town that he lived in expelled him from the town. So here is this man who had everything. He had wealth, he had a big family, he was healthy, he was powerful. He lost everything, completely, totally and completely lost everything. Is that a story of failure, or is that a story of success? Because that is the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. And what do we see there? We see the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, of course, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restoring everything to him. I'll tell you another story. And this story is of a man whose only crime was to question who his people worshipped. And his crime was to try to draw their attention to the fact that they were worshipping idols, that they were worshipping their own creation instead of worshipping the one who created them. And for this crime, he was thrown out of his house by his own father. His town people tried to burn him alive. And when they couldn't do that, they banished him. He left the town and he wandered the land, up and down, literally thousands of miles of walking. He had no followers except his own immediate family. And eventually, when he died, he had his own two sons who buried him. Story of success or failure? Because this is the story of Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kana ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ibrahim alayhi salam is an ummah in himself. He is a great nation by himself. He is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took as his Khalil, as his closest and most beloved slave. He is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the honor of constructing the Kaaba. Story of success or story of failure? Then we have the story of the man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a kingdom the like of which he didn't give to anybody else. Sulaiman alayhi salam. Story of success or story of failure? What we understand from all of this is that it is neither having wealth or poverty. It is neither wealth nor poverty. It is neither health nor sickness. It is neither power or powerlessness. These are not indicators of success or failure. What are the indicator of success and failure is whether we have this wealth and we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the case of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But if you had wealth and you disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in the case of Qarun, then this wealth was not an indicator of success. Even though Qarun also had wealth. Qarun had wealth to the extent where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it specifically in the Quran, where Allah said that his wealth was such that they needed a whole group of strong men to carry the keys to his treasure houses. So we are not talking about some small amount of money, we are talking about huge wealth. Yet that wealth did not save Qarun from a bad ending, because his wealth was spent in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we have Sulaiman alayhi salam, who also had wealth, he had power, he had authority, he had a kingdom the like of which the world had never seen before and hasn't seen since. But in the middle of all that, and all of this was based, the foundation of all that was obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was a Nabi of Allah, and his name is taken with honor to this day. We have the cases which I mentioned here, the Anbiya alayhim salam, all of whom are success stories, even though if you see the nuts and bolts of the story, in some cases they seem to be stories which in a worldly context we would call failures, because people are being imprisoned, they are being tortured, they are being murdered, their wealth is taken away, all kinds of health is taken away, and so on and so forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that none of that matters. What matters is whether Allah was pleased with them or not. If Allah was pleased with them, then they are successful. And people who may have had all the material things and benefits and power and glory and so forth, if they did not have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they were failures. This is the way in which the world deceives us. The world tells us that success and failure lies in possessions, success and failure lies in power, success and failure lies in freedom, to do whatever we like, success and failure lies in being able to indulge our wishes. Whereas the Quran is teaching us, and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, that success and failure does not lie in any of those things. It lies in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind myself and you, therefore, that let us look at our own lives and say, what in my life am I doing which is earning me the pleasure of Allah, and let me reinforce that and let me do more of that. And then let me look at my life and say, what is it that I am doing in my life which is incurring or is likely to incur the anger of Allah, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let me leave that instantly and immediately, just as I would let drop a red hot ember if I happen to pick it up accidentally. Think about this. If you are looking at a barbecue fire which has died down and you think that a coal is dead, and you pick it up and you find it is live, how long will you hold it in your hand? You will instantly drop it. This is the way to stop committing sin. Instantly, as if it is a live hot coal, which it is. It's not as if it is. Because the sin can lead us into the fire, and that's what the fire is. So how long do you want to hold on to that fire? That's the question. So committing a sin is like falling into the fire. How long do you want to stay in that fire? Even if we have committed the sin, the thing to do is to immediately, like we would let go a red hot coal, we instantly and immediately stop doing that. We make istighfar, we apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make tawbah, we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and change our lifestyle in order that we become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. We'll talk more about this later, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us into His path, and we ask Allah to make it easy for us and to give us joy and pleasure in obeying Him, and to fill our lives with the barakah of His obedience. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.